Let's talk a little bit about how you all are approaching adjuvant therapy, the patient with a HER2 positive tumor and the use of trastuzumab or Herceptin. How do you approach those patients?
For women who have a HER2 positive tumor in the adjuvant setting, if they have node positive disease, we would offer them the opportunity to have trastuzumab added to their adjuvant chemotherapy. And for the most part, we follow the guidelines of the studies that have come before in terms of having the taxane follow 4 cycles of the adriamycin Cytoxan. And the majority of women that have node positive disease, it's been my experience that they've been very willing to go on and take the Herceptin. I've had a number of women who have, during that period of time, their cardiac status has changed, and we have had to stop the trastuzumab for some period of time and await a recovery of their cardiac function.
How do you monitor their cardiac function while they're getting trastuzumab?
We monitor it with a MUGA scan. We initially do it after they've had their anthracycline-based chemotherapy. They would get an additional one before starting the Herceptin, and then we monitor it about every 3 months after that.
And how do you find women responding to taking that full year of trastuzumab? Do you find it gets to be difficult after a while, or are they able to get through it?
The majority of women are able to get through it. They see this as a real advantage to them. Most of those women, especially with node positive disease, are willing to take this and have kind of integrated it into their life. Those that have had an issue with cardiac status changes, I think they continue to be somewhat tense about the long-term effects of it, and they really await each one of those MUGA scans almost as a person awaits what the next mammogram is going to show. But I've had a woman recently who has had to delay her Herceptin initially after her chemotherapy for approximately 2 months. But she was absolutely determined to be able to restart the trastuzumab. She saw this as her best chance of not having her cancer recur.
Now, some of these patients have tumors that are both estrogen receptor positive as well as HER2 positive. And those patients are getting both trastuzumab and hormonal therapy together.
They are.
How do you find them tolerating that?
They seem to tolerate that fairly well. That doesn't seem to add a lot to any kind of a toxicity profile.